Light to all of my kings, queens, and eternally to all those flourishing in between. And welcome back to the Sugar Service. Per request, it is still me, baby. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother Get Right every Friday night. As most of you already know, this is a safe space where we share a word of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, check in with the news, even though we never have a clue, and hopefully the homies will pull up because sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. But first, it's important for us to sync up, y'all, so let's clear our hearts and minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, my beautiful people, let's get right into it. Today's word might be uncomfortable to some and uplifting to others. Either way, this word needs to be said, so please open your hearts and your minds, not just your ears, to receive this word. In this new year, you have to be mindful of personal judgment. Yes, you have to be careful on how you judge yourself this year. Sometimes we could be our worst critics, but judging your circumstances, or let's say judging your own issues, only leads to that self-doubt that nobody needs this year, baby, okay? Start seeing your imperfections as a gift. Start developing a do-it-anyway attitude. This is exactly why you can't judge your circumstances. A lot of us love to wait on the perfect issues to tackle, including myself, but soon we will all realize it actually does not work like that in real life, sweet baby. Once again, start to develop a do-it-anyway attitude and change the way you see weakness. Living your best life does not mean surviving your old one. Okay? Ashe. Whew, now that's what I call a happy meal. But let's hit the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, it looks like the game is supporting Britney Spears by explaining why he shared a nude photo of Britney Spears online. Free woman energy. Yeah, keep that energy up, game. We love it. Wow, this is amazing. The late Maya Angelou becomes the first black woman on a U.S. quarter, y'all. I am 25 cent, 50 cent, 75 cent, 100. Ready for this. I hope you are too. Shout out to you, Maya Angelou. And before I go, where the fuck is Miss Harriet Tubman's $20 bill? Yeah, get that together too, Your Honor. All right, y'all, here's the update. Omari Khan is still here. He's still on tour. Also, there's a new one, right? Flurona. Who the fuck is Flurona? Anybody got tour tickets for that one? And I heard there's a mix between the Delta and the Omicron called the, I don't know what the fuck it's called, but stay in the house, wear a mask, get tested, save your ass. All right, y'all, one more thing before I go. I got a new album coming out this February. Yes, a brand new album coming out this February. But listen, it's a little different this time. I'm teaming up with Endel. You know the app that makes you go, ooh, sah. and I will be delivering meditations to you this February. So look out for my new album entitled This Is Possible on Endel, the app. Download it, bitch. I'ma see you there.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the show where we honor some of the movers and shakers of the community, because to us, they are our version of superheroes. You heard? Today, we are honoring the national genius franchise known as the Dollar General, also known as the 99 Cent Store, also known as, in some hoods, the Dollar Dream. This nationwide establishment is considered to be a jewel in the community, y'all. You could furnish your home or start a whole new business with the product that is up in there, y'all. From birthdays to funerals to bad hair days to cheap-ass batteries, Dollar General, you are our local hero of the week. Keep it the fuck up. Wow, y'all, I am so fucking excited. I'm cursing a lot today, but the icon is in front of me. I know I've brought a lot of legends to this show, but I finally got an icon here. No shade to anybody that was here, but I have an official icon in front of me, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, please give me a round of applause for the icon known as Mike Q. You like how I didn't say like DJ Mike Q?
I love it. Thank you.
Because it's Mike Q.
Thank you. I love
What's
it.
What's up?
I'm chilling. I'm good. I'm here. I'm breathing.
You are. Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service.
My pleasure.
I got a radio show. I don't know how it happened, but God is great.
All the time.
But what's up? How are you?
I'm good. You know, I really can't complain about anything.
I see you've been traveling online. You know, you kind of crazy online with the travels, because it's also Mike Q, and then there's DJ Mike Q, and then there's producer Mike Q.
Yes.
But then it's also Divine Photography.
Yes.
Which the girls are really starting to get into. So, like, that's a lot of scheduling, girl.
It's a lot.
And TV shows, and we'll get into that too. But, like, that's a lot of scheduling. How's that, like, working for you?
It's pretty good. Like, I mean, my photography, most of it comes of me traveling, going to DJ at places, and then my free time
right.
in those places is when I get out and get to photograph where I'm at. So
right. Let's go to the beginning. My beginning of Mike Q is different from a lot of people's beginning of Mike Q, because Mike Q, I don't even know what to say. Young, growing up in Brooklyn and going outside specifically to 34th Street and Avenue 8, where I would see all of my friends that were also the same age or older or younger. And Mike Q on the ones and twos. I think you've been on the ones and twos in my ear since I was about 17, 18 years old, 19 years old. Maybe 20. Okay, I'm carrying. I'm a little old. Maybe like 20 years old. You've been in my ear, which is crazy. I'm not going to say how old I am now, but it's been a very, very long time. You came a very very long way. And I was just telling the homies before you got here, like, this is a different kind of artist. Like, this is a DJ slash producer who also owns a sound. It's different. A lot of girls don't own a sound. Like, it's normal in Jamaica for a rhythm to be known, but you own a sound. That's, people work their whole lives to try to get a sound. Swiss Beats, we love you. Shout out to Swiss Beats, but he got a sound. Yeah. When you hear Swiss, you know it's Swiss. When you hear Mike, we know it's you. Like, you actually have a sound, which is nuts. Okay. You want to talk about where that started? Like, how did that get started?
Take me back to Jersey, like, high school days, like 2003. This is my first time going. I always heard about the Globe, if you know the Globe, the gay party downtown Newark. Every Friday.
I never got to go to the Globe because I was too young to be going to Jersey by myself or with the girls. But
it was a fab time. So finally went out to this place. This is like October of 2003. Mm-hmm. And just that first night, I was like blown away by just the environment that I was in. People like myself, popping music. But then at the end of the night, the DJ started to play this different type of music. Growing up in Jersey, we hear Jersey Club.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
More Baltimore.
I'm still trying
then.
To keep up with Jersey Club, y'all.
more Baltimore Club back then, but a lot of house music, stuff like that. That's what we grew up listening to there. So this mm-hmm. other type of music, this DJ starts to play, mm-hmm. and the girls start doing this crazy dance, throwing themselves on the ground, and that shit just blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there every Friday after wow. that. And then I wanted to hear more of this music. We only got like 15 minutes of it at the mm-hmm. end of the night. I wanted to hear more of it.
You know what's crazy? It's still kind of 15 minutes in certain clubs at the end of the night, which is crazy.
Yeah. Moving back to that.
Yeah.
Took me to looking for more of it. Back in the day, this is when AOL, AIM is popping, dial up in the chat rooms.
Wait, what was your screen name then?
My name on there was MikeQ7000.
Wow.
And that's actually where my DJ name comes from.
Wow, okay.
I just took the number off.
Love it. Wait, what was your sound? Because, you know, I know that AOL came with a sound. Did you have like a specific sound? Because I had the Dipset.
Oh, I don't remember if I had a specific sound. I'm sure I did, though.
You definitely had a sound. But all right, you got the name IQ, and then, like, gigs just came out of nowhere? Like, what happened?
I started producing the music, started playing around with it. This is, like, maybe a year later. I finally got some more of it. Then I started going to the clubhouse in Harlem every Thursday, so...
Wait, because this is genius, people. Because a lot of people DJ first. Realize they're fab at DJing, and then they want to produce music. But you decided to produce first so that when you became a DJ, you was playing original shit. Wow.
Totally the other way around. And it's funny because I never wanted to be a DJ or producer. Mm-hmm. And even when I started making music, it was like so afraid to DJ. But I finally got my first gigs at those two places, mm-hmm. Thursday and Friday. And I was afraid to DJ. I'll make a CD, mm-hmm. 80-minute CD, and I'll do it on a computer.
You still have any of those CDs?
I don't. I have the CDs I used to DJ with back then, but them first CDs.
Those might be worth a lot of money now. NFT, where you at? Like, that's what's up. Okay, so that's cute. Okay, so after those two gigs, like, the confidence level went crazy, right? Because I'm sure, what was the response?
Pretty good. I remember at the clubhouse, it's a track I made. It was a 50 Cent remix, mm-hmm. Disco Inferno. And I remember playing that night, and Jack ran to the DJ booth, and he was just like going crazy about it.
Wow,
and everybody else
to
too.
Jack.
And that was like the first time I really like felt that shit.
I mean, there's a whole community and culture behind you. Like, I'm not even going to get into like our culture because it's already been established, but a lot of people don't get to get into the sound of our culture. Like, you are the conductor of this culture. Like, Vogue, I'm talking about, for the girls mm-hmm. that don't know, white people included. Like, you are the music director of a genre of music. That's crazy. Like, do you know? You know that? Yeah. Is that a lot to deal with?
It's not.
Wow,
I mean,
he's so humble, y'all. It's crazy. He touching his knees and everything. Like, it's humility in this room right now.
And then, you know, along with myself, there are others.
Especially for sure. Yeah,
Vonalore,
the legend.
That's
the
icon.
Yeah, definitely Vonalore.
Rest in peace to him.
I know.
And then others, but you know, I hold my spot.
You definitely hold your spot and made a name for yourself, which is crazy. Once again, you are the musical director of a genre. Like, there's a community behind you. Like, so everyone has your back, including me, for the rest of your life. You good.
Thank you.
But I have a few questions before you go. Mike Q, is there ever gonna be a chance where DJs can learn the Mike Q ways? Like, will there ever be a chance where, or let me phrase it like this, do you see yourself teaching the girls how to be Mike Q?
No.
Wow, really? What if there's a young DJ who's like, yo, the same story you just gave me, what if it's young and he's like, yo, there's this Mike Q I heard, like, you wouldn't open up the doors to, like, teach?
I could give some pointers and information, but I'm not going to give you like all the shit. I'll tell you how to get the shit. Wow. Not what the shit is.
Okay, I hear. I mean, protective is how you should be. I mean, Jesus was protective too. Like, I hear you. All right, y'all. You heard it here first. Tread lightly if you're trying to learn from my cue. Okay? Whew. Actually, on that, let me take a break. I got to pay some bills. I'll be right back.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, and we are back. All right, so I might as well name it. There was an underground party that we both attended for many years together, and I still talk about it till this day, and many people talk about it around me. Ghetto Gothic, shout out to Venus X.
Yes.
That's another place where you kind of reintroduce yourself to me, because to be honest, you guys, the church that I was talking about has closed, and it's been closed for years, Eskos.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Closed for years, rest in peace. And rest in peace to everybody that died in and right outside and around it during the time. Yeah. But between that period from Eskos and Ghetto Gothic, just heavy SoundCloud. Like, I got tired of listening to Mike Q on SoundCloud, y'all, because he was the girl. I was like, oh my God, the girls is on SoundCloud. Somebody get him out, out, out. And then somehow, you know, Venus X made it happen for everybody. And yeah, then you started coming out to a different scene, like the fashion girl. So I was like, wow, this is good. The homies is doing new things. And yes, like, was that new for you, like doing like gigs like that, like fashion gigs or like gigs that wasn't in the ballroom scene?
Definitely. Ghetto Gothic was one of the first, and this is like 2010, 2011, mm-hmm, when I first started just branching out more beyond mm-hmm ballroom, traveling more, going out of state. I think that same year I went to California for the first time. Wow. And shit just took off from there. But Ghetto Gothic definitely was like a moment.
You,
for years.
Yeah. And those years changed a lot of people's lives, including the people that just came to party. Because now we're here, little kids that's trying to play certain sounds that I used to hear at Ghetto Gothic. Shout out to everybody at Ghetto Gothic. But you still transitioned and leveled up. Like, you're now on TV. Let's talk about it. Let's just get to it. Let's talk about the show. If you want to say anything about it, let's talk about it. You talk about it first.
Well... I have the pleasure of being the DJ on HBO Max's show, Legendary, which is a competition ballroom show, you know, for the culture. Well, of the culture.
And that was the proper definition. Now I'm going to give you my definition. This is the first time that white people did it right for the Vogue girls, because everybody there is actually a superhero. So they finally cast it correctly.
Yes.
On the superheroes, like, which is really fab. Shout out to HBO Max. Y'all doing it right this time.
Yeah.
Insecure. All my shows. Larry, love you. But yeah, HBO Max, girl, you on HBO Max. That's cute.
It is.
That's cute.
It is.
TV, did you see yourself, like, ever doing TV? Did you think, like, TV was a thing?
Never.
And I asked this to the Vogue girls, too, because now they're not just that. They also teach. Like, everyone's like, no. This is the job. I'm teaching. And I'm like, did you see yourself teaching? I'm like, they're like, no. I'm like, ways are being made.
Yeah.
Okay? The ways are being made for you. And that's what's up, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. One more question. What's next? Because we're still in the pandemic.
What's next? The pandemic messed a lot of things up, I mm-hmm will say. Slowed everybody down. Mm-hmm. So just got to regroup, reset. Right now, getting ready to go to LA for 2 months to do season 3 of the show. While I'm there, planning on just creating music, getting back to that, because I kind of stepped away from a lot of production. I did remixes and little tracks here and there, but like I still haven't even put an album out, and this is going on 17 years I've been doing this.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm waiting for, that album, even though every project has already been official. Like, so you mean to tell me that you may be going the next time to LA to work on this official album?
Maybe. I mean, it's been in creation for years already. Yeah, so,
all right, y'all. Y'all heard it here first. Again, we might get an actual Mike Q album, and I'm fucking excited for that, bitch. I hope I'm not old enough and my knees still work.
Definitely the knees.
You know what I'm saying? Because we need the knees to work. And before I go, how's Ashley, my girl?
She's good. I saw her the other day.
Shout out to Ashley.
Out there making records.
Another genius artist, actually. Like, yeah. That's someone that I also was introduced to by you. And,
She's a monster. And it's funny how she started, because she would just come out with me to Ghetto Gothic and other parties. And on the way, she would just always be freestyling. I'm like, listen to my music that has vocals on it. And she's like in the car freestyling over top of that.
But you know what's crazy? When you was working, I was with her, and she was freestyling in the back, too. And I was like, yo, yeah, you next. Shout out to you, Ashley. We love you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service. I told you, it's chill over here. It is. You know what I'm saying? You can come here anytime you want, baby. Okay. Anytime you want.
I would love to be back.
Please come back. But before you go, there's one thing I do with everyone, and I have to do it with you because you're an icon.
Okay.
The carry of the week. This is where I choose what's the carry of the week, or we choose what you think is the carry of the week, or what happened this week that you think might be carrying. It doesn't have to be like personal. It could be something you saw online that you think is carrying. Like, what do you think the carry of the week should be?
For me, I'm going to say Deltacron.
Yeah. Oh, see, okay, finally, we got the name right. Deltacron. That's what I was trying to get earlier. Deltacron.
It's like all these new strains. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. I'm ready
for this. It's fucking crazy. It's just like, yo, I'm in the house. I told my therapist today, I'm like, I think I lost all my friends, girl. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, this pandemic, I think I lost all my friends because I'm in the house. I'm scared. I don't play that. I mean, I'm outside if I have to work, but like, I'm in the house. I think I lost all my friends. Same. Fucking Deltacron. Like, yeah, Deltacron, you are the fucking carry of the week, bitch. Ugh. But yeah, I got to go get my hair done. Mike Q, thank you so much for coming.
Thank
leaving
you.
Your kingdom to come out here with us.
The queendom.
The queendom. You heard it here. Yeah, you hear a lot of things here. But yeah, come back anytime and bring your kids next time.
I will.
I love your dogs. Yeah, shout out to your dogs too. What are their names?
7-11, that's mom and dad. And then their daughters, Mimi and Lulu.
So you're a grandparent.
Yes.
Damn, goals. All right, baby, love you.
I love you too. God bless.
As we come to the close of another glorious Sugar Service, it is my duty to give honor where flowers are due, because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or love someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way, or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still able to receive and collect every last flower that they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring another one of my most favorite vocalists of all time, the Honorable Queen Jasmine Sullivan. Born and raised in Philly, Jasmine is no stranger to soul music. I've been listening to Jasmine Sullivan since I was at least 14 years old. And once again, that's a really, really long time ago. But I'm so proud of everything that she's done. A lot of people know her for her hits like I Need You Bad, Bust Your Windows Out Your Car, Silent Tears, which is a song that a lot of people don't know about on YouTube. But Jasmine Sullivan really, really, really changed the game for me because she was the first time I heard gospel in R&B, for real, for real. And still to this day, she's doing the exact same thing. The greatest homework that a vocalist could ever receive right now will come from Jasmine Sullivan. And for that, baby, you deserve these flowers. Carry the fuck on. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Sugar Service today. And thank you to my special guest, the icon, Mike Q. I'll see y'all next week. I'll be here on time. Mwah. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yossi Sali. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alubaby. Help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Wilkins. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tyler. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Well, special thanks to David Gagnier. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.